Clyde Pilkington here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Love letters are worth keeping. They're one of the most treasured documents of life, read over and over again, cherished upon every line of love. The greatest love letter ever written is found in the pages of God's Word. It's so great for two basic reasons. First of all, the one who wrote it is defined as love. God is love. And second of all, it was written to you. Paul, our apostle, declares in his letter to the Romans in chapter 5, verse 8, "But God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You see, Paul's letters are love letters about the demonstration of the love of God in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Who does it say in this verse that loves us? Well, it's God. And who does it say that he loves? Us. And the us in this verse is not defined by people who are deserving of his great love. But the us in this verse is defined as sinners. You know, to sin is to miss the mark. The idea of sin is that there's a bullseye and you're target practicing and you don't hit the bullseye. Do you sometimes miss the bullseye? Or maybe you're like me, you rarely ever get the bullseye. Does this include you? Does this describe you? If so, then this is wonderful news. In fact, this is the good news. The good news is that God loves sinners, and he demonstrated that love at Calvary. Religion always tries to get you to measure up, but God loves you even when you sin. That's what love is. Love is the value of something or someone. Love is often rightfully associated with an emotion, a sensation, a passion, or a feeling. Who would question all these qualities in association with God's love for us? His passion to us was great. Yet his love for sinners itself is actually even more than these things, because love at its core is a way of valuing something. When we say we love something, we mean that we place great value on it, whether it's a small thing or a large thing. We might say, "Oh boy, I really love peas." We say we value the peas, you know, way up there in the vegetable kingdom. Or it may be a greater love than that. And we may say that we love our wife, we cherish her and value her. When we say we love something, we're declaring its value. And who does God say that he loves? Who does God value? Well, you, of course. And not just you, but all his creation. And why not? Why not? Why wouldn't he love you? You're his creation. You're his workmanship. Or better yet, maybe we should ask the question, how could he not love that which is of his own making? And here's something you need to understand about your worth. Your worth is built into you because it is he who made you. Can you see that? The God of the universe crafted you. You are his divine handiwork. God himself chose out of his own purpose and pleasure to place value upon you. It is he who has made you valuable. In one sense, ultimately, the actual value of anything is determined by the price someone would be willing to pay for it. Let me illustrate. Consider the price of a piece of land. Why can dirt vary so greatly in price? An acre of soil could go for millions of dollars, or it could sell for just a few hundred. All things naturally considered equal, what really makes the difference? Is it not what someone is willing to pay for it? Thus enters the principle of exchange value. Just how valuable are you? You are as valuable as what God was willing to spend to buy you back from sin slavery. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, "Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice." Galatians 2:20, "The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Let me ask you a question. Based on these verses, what is God's value of you? Well, we'll have the answer when we see your exchange value. It's Christ himself. The Lord Jesus Christ himself was the exchange rate for you. You are immeasurably valuable. Now that's the good news. Every night when you lay your head on your pillow, go to sleep in the love of God. Every morning that you wake up in the love of God. He loves you all day. He loves you every day. And there is never a day that God doesn't love you. Rest in that. And every time you open and read Paul's epistles, you're actually reading this great love letter. A love letter that places your exchanged value with the person of Jesus Christ. Paul's epistles, they're your old love letters. Cherish them, keep them near your heart, and reread them often. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Larry Sparks singing Old Love Letter.
I found an old love letter that was written just for me. It told me how much I love so sweet and tenderly. With a broken heart I read each line of God's love for me. It was written by a nail-scarred hand at Calvary. Oh, how this old love letter spoke to my heart and soul. I was captured by every word as I watched his love unfold. With special care he wrote it down for all eternity. It was written by a nail-scarred hand at Calvary. I found an old love letter, the pages stained with red. I am yours eternally is what the postscript said. I treasure my letter that he nailed up on the tree. My tears stain its pages every time I read. Oh, how this old love letter spoke to my heart and soul. I was captured by every word as I watched his love unfold. With special care he wrote it down for all eternity. It was written by a nail-scarred hand at Calvary.